Today, defense lawyers began their closing statements at the trial of the two Libyans accused of bombing Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland. They said prosecutors were ignoring evidence that they claim shows the defendants were not responsible for the 270 deaths at Lockerbie. From the special Scottish court at Camp Zeist in the Netherlands, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The defense produced only three witnesses in 8 months of proceedings, and so it was left to the summation to try to demolish prosecutors' theories of how a bomb ended up on Pan Am 103. William Taylor for the accused, Abdel Ali al-Megrahi, argued that a bomb could have been planted in a number of different ways, in different locations, by different groups. He focused on a Palestinian group, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine General Command. It was active in Germany in the months leading up to the December 1988 Lockerbie bombing. Taylor said the evidence established that the militants had both the means and the motive to attack a civilian aircraft. German authorities had raided the Palestinian operation in the autumn of 88, seizing explosive devices and Toshiba radios. The bomb that blew apart Pan Am 103 was hidden in a Toshiba radio cassette recorder. Taylor said to disregard the intentions of the Palestinian Liberation Group as pure coincidence would be unreasonable. The Popular Front group was the leading suspect in the Lockerbie bombing before investigators turned to Libya. Taylor said prosecutors also failed to prove what is a fundamental claim for the Crown, that his client was a member of the Libyan intelligence service at the time of the bombing. The claim is crucial to the government's case because it goes to motive. Prosecutors have said an aim of the Libyan intelligence service was to attack an airliner in retaliation for the U.S. bombing of Tripoli in 1986. And the evidence did indicate that the accused Megrahi had traveled on a false passport issued by Libyan intelligence. He used it to go to Malta on the day before the bombing. Another central proposition of the prosecution is that the bomb that destroyed Pan Am 103 began its journey in an unaccompanied bag on a flight from Malta. But the defense counsel said they hadn't proven that either. Taylor said there was no proof that the second accused, Al-Amin Khalifa Fahima, ever appeared at the Malta airport on December 21, 1988, the day the bomb allegedly began its odyssey to Frankfurt and on to London. Prosecutors have asked the court to infer that Fahima was Megrahi's co-conspirator that day. The Crown devoted considerable time yesterday trying to establish that the two accused acted in concert. But referring to an early morning phone call between the two the day of the bombing, defense attorney Taylor remarked today, "What is unusual about friends phoning each other?" Taylor went for every conceivable inconsistency that has emerged in the trial. He suggested that evidence had been tampered with at the crash site. He said the forensic report was suspicious because the pagination was out of sync. He questioned the calculations used to extrapolate the location of the bomb in the cargo hold. Throughout the day, the accused Megrahi sat motionless, sometimes appearing to nod off. The judges have three options when considering his fate and that of the co-accused Fahima: guilty, innocent, and not proven. All the defense needs for the latter two is to raise the level of uncertainty surrounding the prosecution's case to reasonable doubt. It continues to try to do just that tomorrow. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, at the Lockerbie trial in the Netherlands.